action, formal expression, or opinion. Contract, a formal or legally binding agreement. That pretty much, you know, lays out the structure of where we're at. The city of Raton has the right to lay out their formal opinion or expression through a resolution. RPS is an individual corporation that is, through its trustees, holds the assets of this community in trust for the use and benefit of this community. Not just a city commission, the community. And we take that very seriously. With that being said, the city is saying that they are redoing a public utility commission and a new ordinance that they're introducing under the guise that the current electric utility franchise, or Ordinance 942, does not meet state statutes. Well, you know, that could be debatable, but that statute that they keep stating exists was put in place in 1976. The ordinance prior to 942, which is 731, was developed in 1986, 10 years after that statute that they're quoting. Well, obviously, the ordinance and the franchise was within legal bounds at that point. Otherwise, they would have changed it. Okay, not only that, in 2005, the current ordinance contract that we operate under was established, and that's number 942. Again, if that was illegal to meet those state statutes, then why was that not changed then? I think, well, I'm not going to do opinions here, but at any rate, I think that's information that the public should know. If it was illegal in 2005, why was it adopted by the city commission? Along those lines, also, there is a statute that states that an ordinance can be overturned or contested, but there is a statute of limitations. That's 6 years. We are the seventh year of this ordinance. Also, yes, it is true. The ratepayers subsidize the energy that is provided to the city facilities. However, what we need to recognize is that the city needs to do some efficiency looks into what their usage is. If they're really interested in helping the ratepayers, maybe we should do a little efficiency study as to what each of the entities or facilities are using and whether or not it's economically justifiable. Not only that, as is somewhat being proposed by the city commission, is, well, you know, maybe we could go out there and sell our utilities and let another entity operate it. At that point, the ratepayers would be subsidizing or paying through their rates a higher rate, because that outside entity is not going to give you electricity only based on a fuel cost, not the full cost. They're going to charge you wholly for the use of your utilities. That would be far greater than $600,000. Far greater. Also, the mayor was here yesterday, and he was talking about how he had proposed or fought for a 5% increase for the employees. Let me just clarify that discussion somewhat. The discussion in our budget was whether or not to give a wage increase or not, and at what levels. We had a 1%, a 2%, a 3% that was projected for our discussions. The discussion ended up coming to a 2% wage increase, which the mayor and Commissioner Sagata voted in favor for. along those lines, we had a discussion about evaluation of employees and how those raises could or may be spread out among the employees. So for him to say he was fighting for a 5% wage increase for the employees is misleading. Yes, maybe one employee would have gotten a 5% raise, but with that, two would have maybe received zero. So that's a little misleading in that statement, and I wanted to correct that. The people of Raton need to be told by our administration what they're doing, what their end game is. And, you know, if they're not purchasing something, then why would they be raiding a well-managed utility to subsidize their mismanaged operation? You know, I recommend highly that ordinance that they're proposing is out there for public purview. And I recommend that the citizens of this community go by, pick up a copy of that ordinance. It is lengthy, and there are lots of information in there. But I think if you digest it piece by piece, you will become concerned and hopefully more aware of what the city is attempting to do. And I again ask that you step up, look at the ordinance that they're proposing, talk to your commissioners, and find out what the real end game is.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of information, very, very much debatable. You know, I don't think at issue is how RPS has been run in the past. I mean, it's been a model, as far as I'm concerned, of keeping the power going, and again, for the benefit of the citizens of Raton. Now, many other factors are being weighed in here. So it's best for each individual to get that information and make their own decision, and then make your voice heard.
Exactly.
About what you actually think is going on or should go on.
Exactly. And, you know, there's also been published in the newspaper and probably talked about throughout the community how this structure actually works. RPS in 1919 was organized as a New Mexico corporation with the city commission in hand doing this at that point in time to establish a utility for the community. And through doing that, there are three trustees, only three, and those trustees are appointed by the city commission. They sit for a 6-year term, and the job of the trustees, and I will name them right now, myself as one, and my first full term will end in 2015. Okay, then we have Dr. Mark Jansen, who was just reappointed to that position here in 2012, I believe. His term ended in 2011. He was appointed to take over the term of Steve Cunico, who had resigned as trustee at that point. So Mark is in his full 6-year one term. Scott Berry, his term will come up in 2013. And stands and is eligible to be a trustee for another 6-year term. With that said, the trustees, that's the three of us, hold one annual meeting a year. And that is to elect the board of directors. That is three members, because by statute, the mayor and one city commissioner are appointed to sit on our board. So with that, we hold that one meeting a year and elect the board of directors. Current board of directors are myself as president, Dr. Mark Jansen as vice president, Frank Ferry, and then Scott, obviously, Mayor Starkovich and Commissioner Sagata, and then Scott Berry serves as an advisory board member. That makes up RPS's board, and we take it very seriously. We have for a number of years, and that does change. The trustees vote for those who they feel will best represent what the city had intended through obviously appointing us as trustees and for the running of the company. And that's where we're at.
And the obvious intent back in 1919 was to insulate the RPS, the Raton Public Service, from any political motivations, moves, etc., that might seek to not look at what the actual focus is and what the actual goal of the company is. So,
right. There was a statement that was made that I thought was extremely profound. This is, you know, obviously the dissolution of RPS has been attempted throughout the years of its operation and its existence. And this one gentleman said, it always seems to happen when you have a commission that has no money and or you have a new city manager that goes, I don't have control of that. Well, in this case, we have both. So here we are.
Okay. And again, people need to get informed on just exactly what this whole situation is about, because it is very important to our city and to our community. So if they would like to find out more concerning this from the RPS board, then...
Yes, please contact us. We will be happy to visit with you and answer any questions that you may have. And please talk to your commissioners and ask them why and what the end result of a takeover of RPS will benefit and how it will benefit the community.
Okay, yeah, please be informed of the city's stance on that too, because we're all in this together. We're all on the same side ultimately. Okay, thank you, Kathy McQuarrie. 8:52 a.m. here in the Rocky Mountain West, and let's see who else we have to hear from. How about Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical in the Miramonte Shopping Center? Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical in South Raton is very pleased with their newly remodeled pharmacy and thinks you will be too. There's more room and a sitting area, all designed to make you, the customer, feel more relaxed while the staff at Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical fills your prescription needs in a timely manner. And during the month of July, it's another Mason Vitamin Sale. During the entire month, buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free on Mason Vitamins. That's a bargain that can't be beat. During the month of July, Mason Vitamins. Buy one, get one of equal or lesser value for free. And the management and staff of Del Norte Pharmacy invites everyone in to see and shop their newly remodeled pharmacy at 955 South 2nd Street in the Miramonte Shopping Center. Phone 445-3131. 445-3131, open 7 days a week. Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical. Super Save's annual car show and benefit auction is coming up this Saturday on, that's July 21st, 10 a.m. The car show begins, registration at 8 a.m. there at the Super Save parking lot, and the auction will start at noon. They'll have dozens upon dozens of auction items, and the proceeds benefit the Colfax County Senior Citizen Centers. Thousands of dollars down through the years have been given to the senior centers in Colfax County, and they have some great, great auction items. So the auction at noon, they'll have live music and food and fun all day, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Super Save's annual car show and benefit auction. They have also special trophies for Best Paint, Manager's Choice, Best of Show, Best Interior. They have awards for first, second, and third place in each class. And that includes motorcycle, bicycle, muscle car, mini truck, classic car, 4x4s, lowrider, new car, street rod, and golden oldies. For more information, Henry Archuleta, 445-2332.
And the City of Raton and Grow Raton would like to thank everybody who is participating in the recycling program and welcome those of you who haven't yet started. They're trying to make it easy for us all. There are recycling collection trailers right outside the Armex building located at East 4th Avenue. That's 420. And the trailers will collect aluminum, tin cans, plastics number 1 and 2, also cardboard and brown paper bags, and the mixed paper, all that office paper, junk mail, newspaper, and magazines. And then, if you'd like to get rid of some of your electronic computer recyclables, Take those to the RMAX building on the first Saturday of every month from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And if you have questions, call Raton City Hall. The number is 445-9551. You can also send an email to recycle@growraton.org.
Also, this Thursday, July 19th, the Battle of Glorieta will be featured as part of the Fort Union National Monument Civil War 150th Anniversary Series. And that's at 7 p.m. at the CCHP Santa Fe Trail Interpretive Center, which is in Las Vegas at 116 Bridge Street. And you can join Park Ranger Eric Valencia, Pecos National Historic Park, to discover the events that led up to the invasion of Confederate forces into New Mexico 150 years ago and how the Battle of Glorieta would ultimately decide the outcome of Civil War in the Southwest. And for more information and a complete schedule of events, you can contact the Fort Union National Monument at 505-425-8025 or visit www.nps.gov/FOUN.
Rural Bookmobile, Northeastern New Mexico. On the road, Tuesday, July the 17th, Bernal at 10:30, Anton Chico at 1, and this afternoon, Tecolote at the church, 3:30 for the Rural Bookmobile today.
New Mexico Highlands University in Raton is having GED examinations again on August the 6th and 7th. The last day to register for those dates is August the 3rd, and space is limited, so they do encourage early registration. You can go by the office at 130 Park Avenue or the campus at 130 Park Avenue here in Raton, or stop by there between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can also give them a call at 575-445-0445. And if you missed any of those numbers, email addresses, websites that we're giving out, stop by krtnradio.com and go to our This, That, and the Other details page, where we've tried to list everything we can possibly think of for your benefit.
Yeah, or give us a call. Mm-hmm. That's an easy way, too. July meeting, Colfax County Coalition of Firewise Communities is scheduled for this morning at 10 a.m. They'll meet in Ute Park there at the State Forestry Division office for the July meeting, Colfax County Coalition of Firewise Communities. Then also the coalition next Tuesday will do a fire and environment field trip at Sugarite Canyon at the track fire area starting at 10 a.m. next Tuesday, July 24th. They'll start at the Sugarite Canyon Visitor Center. It should take about 2 to 3 hours. Bring your own lunch, please, and for more information, call Joe Staling at 575-377-0546.
Also, make sure you check out the Friday Garden Tours. And these are guided tours of the Baca Bloom Heritage Gardens. And they're every Friday at 10 a.m. And there are tickets at the Trinidad History Museum, which is at 312 East Main. And you can call 846-7217 for details.
Explore the arts in Cimarron, New Mexico, with a special event on Saturday, July the 21st. It's the Open Studio and Gallery Tour. This is the third Saturday in July. It'll be all day long from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. 8 different galleries and studios to visit, and the maps are available at the Visitor Center and the participating studios and galleries. And for more information, you can call 575-376-2417.
Up and coming at the Schuller Theater, another week of performances by the Repertory Company, and it is going to be on Thursday and Friday, the 19th and 20th, Servant of Two Masters, a must-see show. Must-see. Had Tim Keller saw his review there in the Trinidad Chronicle, and spot on. Everybody loves it. Everybody loved it, and it's just different enough to be very intriguing, and I was mesmerized. I was really mesmerized. So Servant of Two Masters is on Thursday and Friday, and then Web of Murder. Web of Murder is the last show to go up, and it's going to be on Saturday and a Sunday matinee also at the Schuller Theater. Saw a little bit of that set. They have some Victorian furniture that they got from El Portel. It's fabulous.
Cool.
It's really good. So that is this week at the Schuller Theater. Oh, It's 9 o'clock. Let's join AP Radio News.
People would like it to. And the Fed chairman says he's prepared to do something about that if necessary. Let's start our economic update live in Washington with Rita Foley.
That's right, John. The Federal Reserve chairman says the economy has gotten weaker and the Fed is ready to...